This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, June 6th. God's word to you today is zero tolerance. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 26, verse 21, the Good News Translation, and it says, "Wood keeps a fire burning, and troublemakers keep arguments alive." The third step to take in dealing with difficult people is refuse to argue. This can be tough, particularly if you have superior information, but just refuse to argue. Matthew 22, verses 15 and 18 from the Good News Version says, "The Pharisees went off and made a plan to trap Jesus with questions. Jesus was aware of their intent, so he said, 'Why are you trying to trap me?'" They were trying to make Jesus argue, but Jesus refused to argue. A lot of us, because of surrounding circumstances, feel like we need to argue out our position. You do not have to argue. Jesus refused to argue. So draw strength from Jesus and just let it go. For some people, arguing is their own way of getting attention. Do you know any of such people? Do not fall into their trap. It is a waste of your time. I have a friend that loves to argue so much that he will ask you to pick your own side of the argument and he will argue for the other side. Back then, we could afford to waste time, but I will not do that right now. When I come across people that just want to argue, I leave them alone and move on. Some people thrive on office politics. They thrive on moving from desk to desk, spreading all sorts of gossip. As a business owner or manager, you must never allow gossip. In God's Favorite House, we have zero tolerance for gossip. People typically do not bring gossip to me because the person bringing the news usually gets punished. I'm not interested in the "have you heard" or "have you seen" conversations. God wants us to live beyond our arguments. One of the constant things in the lives of multimillionaires is they cannot stand gossip. These people are not necessarily Christians. It is interesting that only poor people gossip. Check. The times you were the most productive was when your mouth was shut, and vice versa. Gossips and troublemakers ruin the morale of your business. You owe it to yourself, your staff, and to your vision never to tolerate gossips and troublemakers. If you have one on staff now, fire that person. Nothing destroys productivity faster than disharmony, and gossip fosters disharmony. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, I and those that God has given me will live above gossip and arguments. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.